qualifying opportunities that were maybe a week or two. I thought there was one that maybe was just a week before the Derby, but you know, I was thinking, okay, well, great. You know, if you run a week or two before the Derby, that's fantastic. If your horse happens to win and you get enough points to make it in, but I'm thinking, who's going to turn your horse back around a week or two later to go run in Kentucky? I mean, will they do that? I guess they would.
There was a time when that was the way things were done, everything has different trends, and they're getting away from that trend and leaving more time in between races. But as a point of fact, we used to see that happen a lot more frequently than we do now, where horses would run every couple of weeks. As a matter of fact, the Derby trial, which is run a week before the Kentucky Derby, used to be a prep for the Kentucky Derby. Nobody thinks of it that way anymore these days. But that all can change. Trends change, and that could change too. So all it's going to take is one horse to succeed.
I was just going to say, if a horse actually pulls it off, then yeah, I'm sure they would probably be fine with doing that.
Yeah,
it's kind of like boxing. You know, you see guys fight a lot more often than they do now. If you get them, you know, a couple, three times a year nowadays, it seems like the guy's fighting a lot. So
this is a great time of year for racing because so many racetracks that have been racing all winter are racing their major races within the next couple, 3 weeks. And for those of us who are racing junkies, we get to see most of the really top horses in America race over the next few weeks. So it's a lot of fun for us.
Big Baby is letting me know he's having some technical issues back at the ranch. It's just been it's been quite an adventure lately, the miracle of live radio.
You know, a lot more exciting stuff like this has happened since you've been the program director.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm so glad I could be part of it.
You're proving, you're earning your stripes, whatever it is. We're still, looks like
we're good.
We had to switch that equipment out because, you know, that was getting us off air, so that's what was the hold up there.
Maybe it would work if you hadn't.
That's probably true, Pigskin.
Yeah.
What's that?
If you hadn't put corned beef on the panel, maybe it would work.
I've done a lot worse than that. I spilled an entire cup of water in the board one time.
Horseradish on the keyboard there that really we'll get to.
Horseradish. How perfect. What else would you put on your sandwich at Oaklawn?
Naturally, well, you got to be careful because you don't want anybody to think that you'd actually eat that stuff.
No, that would be terrible.
So it gives you bad breath.
Yeah, there's that. Kev says, favorite Terry Wallace call of all time, and coming out of the final turn, there's cause for concern? Don't ask me. Does that ring a bell? How many horse races did you call? What was your
20,000 and some. There were a lot of them. That's the ballpark number. Yeah,
20,000. Wow. Some.
Yes, I know we passed 20,000.
What was the streak? How many races in a row?
It was it was a little bit over 20,000 before we called it a day.
We were talking about jockeys and how early they get their start. And of course, Santana has been the story this year. 19 years old, and he's been racing for years, having grown up in Panama, where you can get away with. You know, he was, I think, 15 or 16. Maybe he had a record.
They do that in Louisiana, too. They run in those little fair meets and stuff like that in Louisiana.
On thoroughbreds?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Well, they'll run quarter. They'll ride anything. Those kids will ride anything in Louisiana.
Tigers?
Yeah.
It's crazy down there.
Crocodiles.
What about for broadcasters? When did you get your first start? I don't think we've ever talked to you about this. When you called your first race and how it came about. Because I'm thinking, I've been in broadcasting for going on 15 years, and I don't even know how I would get into a position.
I know everybody in Arkansas says they got their breakthrough Ray Lincoln. I didn't.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen for me or Jim Elder or any of the greats. I was fortunate enough that Chick Anderson kind of took me under his wing and gave me the shot that I have here. The very first race caller who spent any time with me at all was a guy named Jim Hines, who I wouldn't think anybody around here would know. And the very first job that I ever got, I got from a guy named Johnny Battaglia, whose son Mike has been the caller at Turfway Park for many, many years. Back before he was old enough to do that, his dad hired me to call there at Turfway. At the time, it had a different name. It was called Latonia. But everybody has somebody who gives them a break, and I got my breaks. And, you know, the biggest break I got was to come here to Oaklawn and change my whole life. You know, I got to be an archie, and I learned how to call the hogs, and I can do it all now. I can be an archie, and I can speak Arkanese if I need to.
Arkanese.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, do you, when you call races, do you memorize the horses for that particular race, or do you look down during the race? Or
I did them different. I did it a little differently than Frank does. And Frank likes to color in the silks colors with crayons, etc. I never could do that because I got too dependent on the program then. So I used to just try to jam it into my brain, and I learned how to memorize well when I was in school. If you went to Saturday morning school, which meant that you were a bad boy during the week,
mm-hmm.
You had to learn something like the ballad of Silas Marner or something like that. And And so I really learned how to memorize, and I could memorize names and figure out pneumatic devices and things like that, whatever I had to in order to try to learn names, and that was the way I learned it. So I didn't have a dependency on the program that way.
Were you a precocious lad? Did you get in trouble a lot?
It was almost like I went to the Ames. You know, I could have gone along well at Iowa State.
You could have?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because you and I are a lot alike. We both have about the same neck size.
It's nice in the winter because your neck never gets cold. So there's.
And I don't think I could ever run the 40 as fast as you, though.
Yeah, my 5.5 was blistering. I didn't finish last, and that's all I really cared about.
My 6.5 would have been blistering.
Yeah, I mean, you could have beat Tommy Smith. I don't have any doubt about that.
Who did you beat?
Everybody but Headband, which isn't. He's 10 years younger than me and 100 pounds lighter, too.
Headband is young.
Headband's a good athlete. Yeah. His vertical leap was like 35 inches. So
mine's 2.
Yeah, something.
That's Bill Lambeer-esque.
Well, there's not a whole lot of call for vertical leaping in your line of work.
Normally. No, I really specialize in shuffling. I'm really good at shuffling. It's not just cards, but actually with my shoes.
There's something to be said for that.
Yeah, there better be.
Well, you know, when we talk about shoes, something came up on the show last week was we were talking about, I think this came up, unless I dreamt this, that there were different kinds of shoes for the horses. Depending on, I don't know what it was, how this came
There
up.
Actually are.
But there's like, is there different, like, yeah.
They can put what they call toe grabs on the shoes to give them better footing.
I've never heard that before.
In case the track is sloppy or something like that, they'll be able to do something along that line. By the way, I'm glad you guys are here today because today is the day when we have a horse running with an excellent chance to win, named for a former Razorback great, Mallet runs today.
Talked about it. We've already made a couple of allusions to the fact that this horse is much better moving around the pocket than his namesake.
He actually he's been kind of watching the others. He hasn't raced a whole lot. He's only been in the last couple minutes of a game or two, and when he's run quite well, and run quite well from the outside, and he's on the outside today. So that will be a real plus, I think.
He also just walked into the paddock and said, anybody got a racing form for Mallet?
So, yeah,
that he could talk.
There's not a single horse here named Acree or Matt Jones or Trey Shapp or anything like that. So there is a horse named Mallet, and Mallet can really run. There used to be a horse named McFadden who had disappointed a lot of people, had a lot of speed but then ran out of gas. But Mallet seems to be able to carry his speed out on the full 6 furlongs. So he has a great chance to win today.
If we're going with name hunches, well, there is a horse named Jones Destiny for Matt Jones today. So if he wants to go that route, he could go there. And I, of course, being from Iowa, could go with Hawkeye Jimmy in the 6th race today.
Yeah,
I don't like to claim the Hawkeyes.
Are there any horses with the word storm in the name? Some little kid gave us a good tip.
Yeah, I had a 5-year-old kid earlier, was 7 years old, told me that if it's got storm, and I said, what about if it has rain? Yeah, rain, good.
The top stallion in the state is named Storm and a Half.
There you go.
So a lot of his offspring have Storm in the names.
Storm on the loose.
Storm and a Half.
Storm and a Half. He's Amish because they always know 1.5 times what everybody else does.
Well, yeah, you would understand that because all those Amish folks are down there in South Iowa.
They're fantastic, yeah. A lot of Mennonites over there.
Quite a walk from Ames down to there, by the way.
That is absolutely correct. But, yeah, they make lots of nice furniture and other things. So, yeah, it's a good area. They have a nice golf course over there.
Yeah, they can really farm.
Yeah, they're good at it. Yeah. So a lot of people up there can.
They're into carriages, by the way, and we have great carriages here in Hot Springs, carriage rides. Have you and your missus been on the carriage ride down there?
We have not.
You should,
not
you
here.
Really, yeah, you should really take it. That's
where does it go from
romantic.
Where to where?
All around downtown Hot Springs. Yeah,
I have to check that.
Speak of Jones.
Very romantic. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Matt Jones has a suit on.
Jones Destiny.
Are you going? Do you have a job interview today?
Yeah.
We were just getting settled in with you. Now you're going to apply for a new job? You know, Easter's not till Sunday, big guy. I guess he's got some sort of Good Friday service he's got to go to or something. So
he's turning out to be an excellent on-air broadcaster.
Well, look, I'm not that talented, but I have a great eye for talent, and I saw 6'6" of great broadcasting.
If we could call Pat the shooter, we could call him the thrower, couldn't we?
We could.
Or the runner?
Yeah, Pat's got a new nickname, though. Call him the quitter.
Can Matt beat Headband? That's the question.
Yes, I think he could beat Headband in the 40. He did not race, though. He just didn't want to show off and make us feel worse than we already do. So there's that. Is this Matt's first show down here or second? Okay, second show down here. I just slid that right in there. I'm just kidding. I love him. I love it. I just, you know, could call him the traitor. Could have been worse. Okay, we got to take a time out.
What I like is there's no bad feelings.
There isn't. I actually saw him this week. We were good. We hugged it out. It was all good. It's like Ari Gold, you know. you offend and then you hug and then everything's fine. That's the man way. That's how we do it, right? As opposed to being a female and you just run around sniping behind the other person's back for years to come.
Yeah, well, you're saying that because he shoots a better three-pointer than you do.
He does a lot of things better than I do, but that's not the point.
No.
Yeah.
It's not the point, really.
No, I have no point at all. I'm very dull.
No, we're getting ready for a great time here at Oakland.
Hey, I know this. One way or the other, I don't rain or shine, we're getting blankets for the infield tomorrow while supplies last. And I have been told officially by the person that knows this thing officially, the infield will be open tomorrow. So
that's the call right now, yeah.
Get that going for you.
Yeah.
Will there be blankets?
There will be. I told you. While supplies last.
Okay.
Blankets.
That's all I wanted to know.
Why don't you sleep over? You can pick up a couple.
I'm going to take one from one of the horses in the barn.
You know what? I bet if we ask the right person really nicely, they will probably give you one of these infield blankets as a memento.